Today's shiur is Perek Hamishi, Mehilchos Machalos Asuros, the fifth chapter of the laws concerning forbidden foods. Halacha Aleph, paragraph 1. Mipi ha-shmur lamdu, sheze shenemar batodra, velo sochal ha-nefeshim ha-basar, leser eivr shenechtach min achai. The sages have derived, based on the tradition that was handed down, that when the Torah says in the book of Deuteronomy, you shall not eat the life with the flesh, its purpose is to prohibit the eating of a limb cut from a living animal. Now concerning this type of prohibition, eating a limb cut from a living animal, God says to Noah, however, the flesh with its life and its blood in it, you shall not eat. This prohibition of eating a limb cut from a live creature applies to an animal, beast, and fowl that are kosher, of a kosher species, but not to the unclean, non-kosher species. Halacha Beis, paragraph 2. Echad eva sheyesh bo basar gidim v'atzamos, kigon hayad v'haregel. V'echad eva she'en bo etzem, kigon haloshen v'habetzim, v'hatchol v'hakloyos v'haleiv, v'kiyotze behen. This prohibition applies to a limb, whether it has flesh, sinews, and bones, such as the foreleg and the hind legs, or whether it has no bones, such as the tongue, the testicles, the spleen, the kidneys, the heart, and the like. In either of these cases, the prohibition applies. Ella, shehaever she'en bo etzem bein shechatach kulo, bein shechatach miktaso, hari ze'asa mishum eva menachai. V'haever sheyesh bo etzem ein achai v'olav mishum eva menachai, ad sheyifrosh kibriyasei, baser v'gidim v'atzamos. The only difference is that an organ which has no bone is prohibited on account of a limb from a living animal, whether a person cuts it off in its entirety or in part, while in the case of a limb which has a bone, the person is only liable if he removes it in its natural form, that is, when the flesh is together with the bone and the sinews. Aval im parash menachai habasa bulvad, chayef ala mishum treifa, kamo shabiyar no lo mishum eva menachai. If, however, the person removes the flesh alone from that limb, he is liable because it is treifa, as we have explained earlier in the preceding chapter, but he's not liable because it is a limb from a living animal, because this limb is not taken off the natural way. This limb has flesh, bones, and sinews, and this person has separated them, then it can be considered treifa, but not considered eiver min hachai. Halacha Gimel, paragraph 3. Ha'ochel me'eiver min hachai kezayis loke. V'afilu ochel eiver sholem. Im yesh bo kezayis chayiv, pachas mekezayis pater. One who eats an olive's worth of a limb from a living animal is liable and is subject to the flogging. Even if he eats a complete limb, as long as it's the size of an olive, the person is liable. If it is less than an olive, even if it's a whole limb, he is exempt. Chatach mina eva kibriyaso basa v'gidin batzamos kezayis v'acholo loke. Apel pisha eimbo basa ela kolshehu. If one cuts from the limb in its natural form a piece consisting of an olive's worth of flesh, bones, and sinews, and eats it, he is liable to a flogging, even though the flesh of it is but a negligible quantity. We combine everything together to constitute one olive's worth of prohibited meat, a prohibited substance. Aval im hifer ha'ever achash tolosha menachai. V'hifer ha'basa min ha'gidim min ha'atzamos ein aloke ad sheyocha kezayis min ha'basa levado. However, if after tearing the limb from the living animal, he then divides it and separates the flesh from the bones and sinews, he is not liable to a flogging unless he eats an olive's worth of the flesh alone. However, the bones and sinews did not combine with the flesh to make up the olive's worth. The reason for this is because he had altered the limb's natural form, so therefore they did not combine, and he's only liable if the flesh itself consists of an olive's worth. Halacha Dalet, paragraph 4. Halacha le'eiver zeh ve'achalo miyat miyat, im yesh b'masha achal kezayis basar, chayiv, v'im lav pater. If a person divides the limb and eats it in small pieces, he's liable only if there's an olive's worth of flesh in any one piece. If not, he's exempt. Lachach kezayis min ha'eiver kibriyasa basar begidim batzamas v'achalo, afa pisha nechlak b'fiv, b'fnin, kodim shivul enu chayiv. If, however, he takes an olive's worth of the limb in its natural form, which means there's flesh, bone, and sinew, and then he eats it, even though it is divided into pieces inside his mouth before he swallows it, that does not exempt him. He's nevertheless liable to a flogging. Halacha Hey, paragraph 5. Tolosh eva menachai v'nitrifa v'nitrilasai v'achalo chayiv shtayim. Mishum eva menachai, Umishum treifa, shahare shneho isurin boin ka echas. If a person tears a limb from a living animal, and if, as a result of this, the animal becomes a treifa, the animal could no longer survive. It has a fatal defect. And if he then eats the limb, he's liable to a twofold flogging. Once for a limb from a living animal, and once for treifa, even though normally two prohibitions cannot coexist. If there's already one prohibition, a second one cannot come and rest upon it, as the law is. But in this case, it is different, as the Rambam explains, since both prohibitions become effective simultaneously. Because when the animal is intact, the animal does not have a potential for it to be eaten only limb by limb. One usually slaughters the whole animal and then eats the whole thing, not limb by limb of a living animal. Therefore, the prohibition of Avram and Hachai begins only at the time that he tears off one limb, and at that time he renders the animal a treifa as well. Therefore, since both prohibitions come simultaneously, he is subject to two prohibitions and flogging for both. The same thing would apply if a person tears off the forbidden fat from a living animal and then eats it. He would be subject to two times flogging, once because it is a living limb from a living animal, and the second prohibition would be chaylev, that it is forbidden fat. Now, the question could be asked, here, in this case, the prohibition of a limb from a living animal takes effect the time that you tear the fat off the animal, whereas the prohibition of chaylev, a forbidden fat, that prohibition begins at the instant that this animal is born. Nevertheless, the prohibition of a limb from a living animal can take effect even though there is already an existing prohibition of chaylev, a forbidden fat, because the rule is that when the second prohibition is a prohibition of a greater scope than the first one, it applies to a larger number of people, it can take effect even when there's an existing prohibition there. Now, this prohibition of Avram and Achai, of a limb from a living animal, is not only prohibited for Jews, it is also forbidden for non-Jews. It is one of the seven Noahide commandments. And therefore, since it applies to non-Jews, it applies to everyone who is subject to this commandment, including also Jews. And that is why, in this case, there can be both prohibitions. The Rambam concludes this halacha by saying, Talosh chelev min hatreifa v'achalo lo kishalosh. If the person rips off the chelev from the animal, which is a treifa, and then eats it, then he is subject to three times flogging. Now, the language of the Rambam suggests that, in this case, when he tears the chelev off the animal, this does not render the animal treifa, but the animal was already a treifa. And the Rambam is suggesting to us, that even in this case, there is a threefold liability here. Once for chelev, the second is for treifa, and the third is for the fact that it is Avram and Hachai, a limb from a living animal. Halacha Vav, paragraph 6. Basar hamadulduldul ba behema, v'avra hamadulduldul ba imeina yachal lachzav alichyos, alfa pishalo parash, ala achash nishchata asur, v'ein lokin olav. Flesh which is dangling from an animal, or a dangling limb, if it cannot be restored so that it would become whole again and live with the rest of the animal, even though it did not separate until after it was slaughtered, it is forbidden to eat. However, one does not get lashes, one is not flogged for this prohibition. V'meisa ha-behema ro'en oso ki'ilu nafal m'chaim. L'fichach lo'kin olav m'shem evim m'nachai. Should the animal die, then we look at the animal as if the limb had fallen off when the animal was alive, and therefore the person would be subject to flogging on account of the prohibition of a limb taken from a living animal. If, however, the limb can be restored to the animal and made whole again, once shechita is performed upon the animal, it is considered to be permissible. One may eat it. Halacha Zayin, paragraph 7. Shamat Aver. If a person dislocates an animal's limb, or crushes or mashes it, For example, if he crushes or detaches the testicles, the animal is not forbidden according to biblical law, since it still retains some life, and for that reason it does not putrefy. Nevertheless, it is forbidden to eat of it, because this is a custom that has been established in ancient times that all of the Jews have accepted, to refrain from eating of this type of meat, of this type of flesh, because it is very analogous to a limb from a living animal. It resembles it very much, and therefore Jewish custom has prohibited the consumption of this type of flesh. Halacha Ches, paragraph 8. Etzem shenishbar im haya habasar o ha'or choyfer reiv avyo shal etzem hanishbar v'rov hekif ha'shever harei ze muter v'im yatza ha'etzem l'chutz harei ha'ever asur. In the case of a fractured bone, the law is as follows. If flesh or skin covers the major portion of the thickness of the fractured bone and the major portion of the circumference of the fracture, it is permitted. V'im yatza ha'etzem l'chutz harei ha'ever asur. And if the bone protrudes, that limb is forbidden. What does one do? Ukshe yishchot ha'behema o ha'of, yachtoch mimkom ha'shever v'yashlicho v'hashar muter. When one slaughters the animal or the fowl, he should cut off the place of the fracture and throw it away, and the remainder is permissible. Nishbar ha'etzim, v'habasa chof esrubo, aval hoya osa basa merusos, o nesakil kabasa shaharov figodero, o shahoya mislakit harov mimkom es harbe, o shahoya habasa shalov nikovim nikovim, o shenizda kabasa, o shenigdar kimin tabas, o shenigra habasa mulmaila. Achlo nisha min habasa ele kiklipa. Oshinis akil habasa mulmata. Mi alho etzim shinishbar. Achinimtsa habasa hachofa einen ageba etzim. Bechol elu morin li isur achi yisrape habasa. Vim ochal mikol elu makinosa makis martus. If the bone is fractured, and flesh covers the major portion of the bone, but the flesh is lacerated or rotted like the flesh which a surgeon scrapes away, or if the major portion of the flesh is distributed in more than one place, or if the flesh is perforated or slit, or if it is cut out like a ring, or if its upper layer has been scraped away so that only a film of flesh remains, or if the inner layer of the flesh on the fractured bone is so rotted that the flesh covering the bone does not touch it. In all of these cases, the decision should be to forbid this limb until such time as the flesh heals. Otherwise, it is forbidden. But whoever eats from any of these is liable to flogging, but it's a flogging that is prescribed by the rabbis for rebelliousness, for disobedience. Halacha Tes, paragraph 9. Hamoshet yadu lamei habehema v'chosach min hatchol min hakloyus v'kiyotze behen v'niach hachtichos betoch meyeha v'yachakach shachta hari osin hachtichos asuros mishum eivim menachai v'yachal pi shehu betoch meyeha. If a person inserts his hand into the abdomen of an animal and severs the spleen, the kidneys, or anything like them, and he leaves the severed limbs, organs, inside the animal, then performs the ritual shechita upon the animal, these severed sections of the animal are forbidden because it is considered to be a limb from a living animal, even though they remain within the abdomen of the animal. Avol. Im chatach min ha'uber shebemeyeha, v'lo hotziyo v'achakach shachta harechtichas ha'uber o evara muter, ho v'lo yatzar. If, however, he severs a portion of the unborn young in the mother's womb, but does not take it out, and subsequently slaughters the mother, the severed portion or limb of the young animal is permitted, as long as it has not been taken out. Uber shehotziyo do araglo, neser oso evra li'olam ben shechatcho kodum shetishachet imo, ben shechatcho acha shenishchata imo. If the fetus, the unborn animal, sticks out its hand or leg, that limb is forbidden forever, whether he cuts it off before the slaughter, before he slaughters the mother, whether he severs it after the mother is slaughtered. There is, however, a difference if it's severed before the slaughter or after the slaughter, as we'll soon explain. V'afilu hegzer osa evra li'me imo, v'achakach nishchat o nolad havlod v'chaya kamishanim hara osa ha'evr osa b'shem trefa. And even if the young animal, the unborn animal, withdraws that limb back into its mother's womb, and the mother is then slaughtered, or if the calf is born and lives for many years, that limb remains forbidden because of trefa. What is the reason for this? On what basis could this be considered trefa? So the Rambam explains, shekol basa sheyatza chutz l'mechitzaso nesar, ki basa sheparash min hachai, shenemar, ubasar basada trefa, kivan sheyatza l'makam shehu lo kisada nasa trefa. The reason is, since all flesh which emerges from its original enclosure is forbidden just as flesh separated from the living, as it is said in the book of Exodus, and flesh in the field is trepha, that is, once the flesh has emerged into the place which to it it is compared to be a field, it is considered to be trepha, as we have explained. That was in an earlier chapter, chapter 4. Halacha Yud, paragraph 10. Hotzi miktas va'ever, v'nisha miktas bifnim, afidu lo nisha el miyuto, hayotzi aser, v'sha bifnim mutar. If the animal thrusts part of the limb outside, but part of it remains inside, even if only the minority of it remains inside, that which is outside, that which emerges outside is forbidden, and that which is inside is still permissible. Now, if he severs that part of the limb that goes out, that emerges after it had returned inside, and then it was slaughtered, that part which went out alone is forbidden, but the rest of the limb is permissible. V'im lo hichziro. V'chatcho v'hu b'chutz, bein shechatcho kodum shchita, o acher shchita, mekom hachtach aser, v'hu hamokom sh'neged ha'avir. Now, if the fetus, the unborn animal, does not pull back the limb, and one cuts it off while it protrudes, whether he severs it before or after shchita, the place of the cut is forbidden, which is the surface which is exposed to the air. After the portion which has been exposed is cut off, one must again cut off the exposed surface of the cut. Paragraph 11. Any limb of an unborn animal which emerges and which is severed before shechita while it is outside is regarded as a limb of a living animal, v'lokin olav, and one is liable to a flogging for eating it. The difference between Avram and Hachai, a limb from a living animal, and Trefa, although Rambam said earlier that if you cut off a limb, it is considered to be Trefa, the difference is that Trefa only applies if it was cut off after the mother was slaughtered. But if it's cut off before the Shechita, then it is considered to be Avram and Hachai, a limb from a living animal. V'yafilu meisa uber kodum Shechita. And even if the unborn animal dies before Shechita, because the unborn is considered as if it was living, and therefore taking a part of it would be taking a limb from a living animal. If it was severed after Shechita, after the slaughtering of the mother, one who eats of it does not get the flogging, is not subject to flogging, and even if it died. The Rama means, of course, to say that he does not get lashes as Avram and Hachai, as a limb from a living animal, but he would get lashes as trefa, as we learned before. And if the animal dies and then he cuts it off, the one who eats of it is subject to flogging because it is a limb from a living animal. Halacha Yud Beis, paragraph 12. Uber shehotzi eiver v'nesa ha'eiver v'achar kach nolad v'harehi nekeva hecholav shalo osel l'shtosa misafik. Hoil v'hubo meklal ho'ivarim v'yesh ba'eiver echad osel v'harezeh kechalev trefa sh'nesarev b'chalev tahora. If an unborn animal merges one of its limbs, is thrust outside, so that limb becomes forbidden, and then the entire animal is born, and it turns out to be a female. The milk of this animal is forbidden to drink out of doubt. Inasmuch as the milk derives from all of its organs, and since it has one limb which is forbidden, the milk is regarded as a mixture of the milk of the trefa animal with the milk of a clean animal. Therefore, it is forbidden. Halacha Yud Gimel, paragraph 13. Hashochet behemu muberes, motza bashalil, bein chai bein meis, hareza muta ba'achila. If one slaughters a pregnant animal and finds a fetus within it, the fetus, whether dead or alive, is permitted for consumption. And even the caul, that is the sack in which the fetus is contained, is also permitted. If part of the caul of the sack emerges and one then slaughters the animal, what we do is as follows. If the sack is attached to the young, the portion which has emerged is forbidden, but the remainder is permitted. But if it is not attached, it is wholly forbidden, since there is a possibility that the fetus which was within the sac that had partly emerged has disappeared, while the sac of the fetus which was in fact found in the womb has also disappeared. In other words, since it's possible the fetus had already emerged, that fetus cannot be permitted with the shechita, with the slaughtering of the mother. Therefore, the sac in which it is contained is also likewise forbidden. It goes without saying that if we don't find in the womb any young, any fetus, that the shilya, that the sac, is in its entirety forbidden. Halacha Yadal, paragraph 14. Matzah ba'uberchai, alfa pishu ben tisha chadashin gemurim, ve'efter sheyichye, ein et tzara shchita el shchitas ima mitaharaso. Vim hifris agabi karka tzara shchita. If a person finds a living young within the slaughtered mother, even if it is fully 9 months developed and may possibly live, it does not require shchita. And the reason is because the shchita of its mother has already validated it for consumption. Once, however, it sets its feet on the ground, it does require shchita. Now that is, of course, a rabbinical requirement because of what is called maris ayin. People might see you using it without shchita, and they might confuse this for other animals and might not require shchita for other animals. Halacha Tezua, paragraph 15, and the final paragraph of this chapter. Kara as a behema, or shachat behema treifa, or matzah ba-ben tishachai, tzarech shchita lahatira, ve'en shchitas ima mo eloslo. If one tears an animal open without performing shchita, or performs shchita on a treifa animal, and finds inside it a 9 months live young animal, it requires shchita in order to make it kosher for consumption, since its mother shchita is in this case useless for the young. V'im lo gomru lo chadoshav, avo pishu hu chai b'mei ha-treifa, hareza osur. If it is not fully 9 months developed, it is forbidden, even if it is alive in the womb of the treifa mother. And the reason for this is, b'pnei shehu ke'evra mi'ima, because it's considered to be a limb of its mother. Kol uber, shehotzi rosho, v'hechziro, v'achakach shachatas imo, ein shchitas imo mo'elislo, v'arehu ke'yolud v'tzarech shchita. Any young animal that emerges its head, and then it returns inside, and then the mother was slaughtered, the slaughtering of the mother does not have any effect, does not help for the young, and it's as if it was already born, and it requires shchita of its own. With this, the Rambam concludes the fifth chapter of the laws concerning forbidden foods, Peruk Hamishi of Hilchos Machalos Asuros.